Joe looks like Walter. Come on, man, wake the fuck up, dude. While you are trying to force the vaccine and socialist ideas upon Americans, your friends the Chinese are moving into position to take out Taiwan. What are your generals telling you? Anything? Let me guess, is it something to the extent that a whole flight squadron of Black Hawks or Ospreys are crewed completely with a transgendered crew or a new SEAL Team 7 is all women? Dude, Taiwan is an ally of the United States and you are just talking about whatever gibberish you're talking about. Even the people that voted for you are fucking getting nervous about how you're handling this country. We get it, Joe, presidency is hard, but wake the fuck up and put your big boy pants on, cause what you are displaying to the rest of the world is that we are a country of giant fucking pussies. I do agree that we should not be the world police, but when you let a communist lead country threaten a friendly country with war, we should lead the way for a solution. Don't you think so, Joe? Oh, that's right, let Russia come up with a plan, or maybe Iran, since you have deals with them. Besides, what the fuck do I know? I am just a person that thinks that the actions of the CCP are reckless endangerment and testing the world's powers to see how far they can go. Let the Brits handle this one, because they got balls, and we got radical change happening here in crazy fucking violent cities. Joe, be the leader you need to be. With everything happening around us this year, I would not be surprised to see a civil war for sure. Not about race, but about freedom from this fucked up idea that we are all either being oppressed or being the oppressors and taking kids out of college because of their skin color. That is where racism takes hold, when the government tries to separate us into groups. You tell my kid he can't go to this or that college cause of skin color, there will be a lawsuit or a fist fight, I don't know which one. Civil war, civil unrest, what's the difference? Either way, we are all fucked together. What is this mob of left-wing nuts doing? Tucker Carlson can't even go on a vacation in a very rural part of the country without being harassed by a nutcase. People that verbally or physically attack anyone with opposite views should be beaten with a sock filled with bars of soap. The media war is not the enemy here, people. The media is stuffing their pockets with ratings for the simple fact that they want to convert you into a leftist. Fox and very few others over the last year have been correct on several big stories. As for the others, like NBC and CNN, have been caught in lies and cover-ups and pretty much shit for the last year. Again, the media is supposed to be here to inform you as a watcher to make your own decisions on what is going on, not persuade you into doing or thinking a certain way. If Grandpa Joe came out and said, "Media people, go fuck off and die," NBC, CNN, MSNBC, and all of those would pretty much just be talking about what Bill Cosby had in prison, while Fox and a very few others would be laughing at the comment and asking questions about why he would say such a thing. Common sense. I used to watch news in the morning on all three big networks, and it was always the same thing being talked about. But now if you watch one or two of them, they all are talking about is how wrong Fox is. No fucking wonder their ratings are falling by the wayside. Meanwhile, this shit with China is still not going away. Inflation, unemployment, millions of border crossers, economic fallout, crazy crime rates everywhere, Hunter Biden is an artist, COVID is mutating as we read this, mask mandates are back, and rolling blackouts all over the country are just a few things going on. Think it's a great time to be an American? Oh snap, forgot the Olympics is going as well, but none of the kids we sent want to be American, so no sense in watching or cheering this time around. Go for shit, team. This is all fucking madness, and people everywhere are getting fed up with all this shit. I might not be a grammar star or a beautiful composer of words, but I can tell you is that USA used to mean something, something that you couldn't explain, but it was something that you felt and would die for. Now it is a sad, corrupt, dirty, scum-ridden, wasteland full of degenerates and molesters of Congress for capital gains. Maybe a giant war will be good for us to put us back to working together, maybe China is onto something, maybe the future of us is fallout shelters and canned food. Fuck money, fuck social class, fuck people in power, Wild West times. I better start to learn Chinese and Russian, cause if we keep putting shit off and not acting, it will become reality. Face it, we are doomed with this presidency and Congress. I was hoping for a comeback, but all we are getting is people backing down and criminals knocking people out in midday light with no one stepping up to help. Keep your loved ones near and your guns loaded, cause it's not a matter of how, it is a matter of when. Shit is going to hit the fan. Sincerely, Captain Cook.